Hello and welcome to the Monday Blues podcast with Dan and Imran.
To kick us off, we've got JB Hotto with 20% Alcohol. JB Hotto with 20% Alcohol. That's a great choice for the start of the show, Dan. But I hadn't actually heard it until you played it to me a few months back.
No, I discovered it in a record shop in France. It was playing when I walked in. I initially thought it was another artist who was called Little Milton. His cousin's actually Elmore James, and it's very similar sort of style with the guitar and the sort of bumping drums.
Yeah.
But this JB Hotto album was recorded in the 1960s. I think it was in Detroit. And it's the actual quality of the recording is absolutely fantastic. It was recorded live over 2 days with an organ player and a piano player. So you get really depth of sound.
Mm.
And what we've got up next?
Next up, we've got Chuck Berry, who obviously is, you can't really overstate his influence on rock and roll. But we'd normally associate him with the high tempo stuff. He was actually originally a blues player. And when he actually submitted his demo to Chess Records, it was mostly bluesy stuff. And it was Leonard Chess, the head of the record label, who picked one of the actual more up-tempo songs, which ended up becoming Maybelline. Obviously launched his career, sold over 1 million copies. But this one we're going to play is called Drifting Blues, and it was recorded in 1960.
Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Ship out on the sea. Ah, you know I ain't got nobody.
That sounds almost like more of a soul song than a blues song.
Yeah, and I was actually reading Chuck Berry still plays now. He has a monthly spot at a couple of clubs.
How old is he?
He's 89 years old.
I can't imagine him messing about his guitar anymore.
I know. I don't think he's going to be jumping around like he used to.
Talking of which, the last song we've got up is a song by Robert Johnson, and he was known for his stagemanship with his guitar.
Yeah, he's obviously one of the legendary blues characters. There's the myth of him selling his soul to the devil in return for this amazing guitar talent. But his death's also very well documented.
He's meant to have been poisoned by a jealous husband of a woman he was messing about with. But I think the modern consensus is that he was actually diagnosed with syphilis.
Yeah. So,
supposedly, I guess they're related, but anyway.
But he was only 27 when he died.
Yeah, and he only recorded, I think, less than 30 songs. And I think that sort of adds to the mysticism around him.
So last up, we've got Robert Johnson with probably his most famous song, Crossroad Blues. Thanks for listening.
I believe I'm sinking down.